And Harbaugh is telling Likely how special that play was to set up this moment for the rookie out of Arizona. The Ravens, of course, had Justin Tucker for so long. The most accurate kicker in the history of the league. Rodgers can't believe what he has just witnessed. What might be the end for him. But they went around the country and spoke to a lot of the kickers who were coming out. And they decided Tyler Loop was made of the right stuff for moments like this. He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44. Snap good. Holding. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
It's disappointing. I think our guys fought. We were that close to winning the North, and we didn't get a chance to get it done. So all that other stuff is history. Had a chance to do it. We didn't do it. We're disappointed, and we'll move on.
Mike Tirico providing great theater, except for those of us here in Charm City, as the build-up to Tyler Loop's 44-yard field goal attempt that was pushed wide right. Ravens lose to the Steelers 26-24. And then, quite frankly, a stunned John Harbaugh after the game, trying to explain everything. An interesting game, and I'll give the Ravens credit for this. When they lose playoff games, and they make no mistake, that was a playoff game, yeah, they lose them in spectacular fashion. This is what they do. A game where they were up 10-0 and up 10-3 at the half, and then Kyle Hamilton gets hurt, and the defense turns Aaron Rodgers into prime Aaron Rodgers, and yet Lamar Jackson puts the cape on in the fourth quarter, and it looks like they're going to steal this football game until the kid pushes the field goal wide right. By the way, he hadn't missed a field goal under 50 yards all year going into that.
He also
kid.
Had never had a clutch kick.
I agreed. But he had not missed a field goal under 50 until
that
kick.
He'd never been put in a situation within 5,000 miles of this.
I agree. Just felt it needed to be said.
Yeah. When they go down, they go down in flames, man. It is all consuming. It is. They have taken the art of the fourth quarter collapse, and really, it is their brand. It is the thing they do better than any team in the NFL, modern NFL era, could even dream of doing. There are certainly some data points that run all the way through it, and there's been coaches who've come and gone, players who've come and gone, but their defining hallmark of being a team that comes up anti-clutch, the opposite of big. By and large, collectively, individuals shine. Anybody who still wants to try to act like Lamar Jackson ain't an absolute positive primetime stud is out of their mind. But they find a way to undermine even Lamar's singular brilliance. And they do it in grand, stunning fashion. Was I surprised that I had a bawling eighth grader at 12:30 last night, sobbing himself to sleep? Mildly, but I certainly wasn't shocked, because unfortunately, that's a big element of Ravens fandom, is putting yourselves in positions where reasonable people can think you're going to prevail, and then finding ways to come up immeasurably short. I just think, whatever it is now, 18 hours removed from it, for me, there are certain things that bubbled up in this game that are the very things we spent most of 6 months, because the offseason is 6 months, banging away at, dragging out of everyone, every guest we had on this show who we respected, kicking around for literally months on end. Where has this team, to us, and maybe in many cases just me, where have they seemed, as a roster building enterprise, too sophomoric, too stuck in their own ways, too cavalier about certain things? How are they going? Justin Tucker's not a good kicker anymore. How are they going to replace Justin Tucker? Will there be a real competition? Will they devote real resources to it, or will they just find some kid in the draft and hand him the job? The offensive line looks like it maybe could be a big problem. Will they just throw draft picks at it, some of whom are in redshirt situations because, ooh, they love the value of that? Or will they go out and get some real players to compete? How will they replace McCary? Who will the swing tackles be? Will the swing tackle also be someone who could play guard if these kids aren't any good at guard and it's literally tearing at the fabric of the offense like it did? And it did throughout this game. And then, to me, I felt like if they come up short, and for me, there was a very real chance they'd come up short because I didn't buy their pass rush one lick. And then Madubuike goes down early in the season, and it is an abject failure. And look, guys like Chris Collinsworth get paid a lot of money by broadcasters, co-signed by the league, to sell certain parables. They sit in production meetings. We've heard them say Kyle Hamilton's going to be a Hall of Famer. We hear all the hyperbole that they spew because it's in their best interest to spew it because of these production meetings and keeping people in your good graces and everybody's the best at what they do. He spat on their pass rush for 3.5 hours last night. Mm-hmm. He spat on it
yes.
in a way that broadcasters in spots like that don't. Why? Because he does have some honest bones in his body. He's not a total shill. And that's, they built a shameful, shameful defensive line. And all year long, even in the preseason, it reeked of a shameful defensive line. And Aaron Rodgers drops back over 85 times with them in two games. And they sack him twice and they touch him six times. And Aaron Rodgers versus them, compared to Aaron Rodgers versus everybody else he faced, is night and day. He can't throw for 250 against anybody else. He's throwing for damn near 300 against them. Those things that the GM sat back and said, we're good. I'm looking at safeties. We're just a safety away. Everybody thinks our roster's awesome. You guys asking me about getting Lamar done now. Why we don't need to get ahead of anything? I'll worry about that next year. And then the coach, we played the hell out of it. Why? Because it scared me as someone who has Ravens fans in their house. Oh, we're not in Super Bowl bust mode. Read your Bible. You guys don't know what you're talking about. Get out of here. Bro, everybody in that building has been too comfortable, has been too enabled, has been too stuck in their own ways, has been too cavalier, have been hubris run amok. Your brand is choking. And if you want to keep a choking GM and a choking coach in place, just keep choking, no matter how generational your quarterback is. And he's so generational, you're a 4-win team without him.
You asked me the question in the open
of best win of the season.
Hour, yes. What was the best win of the season? And I was thinking, it's probably the Bears. And Tyler Huntley, of course, started that football game. And we've been joking a lot over the past few weeks about hearing Monken or Orr or Harbaugh or players say, well, there's still time. We didn't see a complimentary football game all year long with a roster that was dubbed as the best roster in football heading into the season. And last night was a perfect illustration of that. The Ravens, great opening drive, touchdown drive. Then the offense did nothing for over two plus quarters. The defense was great in the first half and then wilted tremendously in the second half. And then you look at all of the mistakes that the Ravens made throughout that football game. One area of this year's football team that is substantially better than last year is they weren't penalized all that much. They finished, even with last night's game, sixth fewest penalties per game, where last year they were second worst. Penalties reared their ugly head.
No,
I brought
terrible.
It up. The Tyler Linderbaum hold on the Lamar Jackson quarterback draw, where the Ravens would have been at the Steelers' 23-yard line with 4:21 left in the first half. Ravens had the lead 10-3 at that point.
Yeah, they get points there.
Oh, yeah.
It really flipped that game because...
Well, Henry's got them on their heels.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because the Steelers got the ball back. Yes, devastating gut punch at the end to not get points and horrific play call by them at the end. But their offense started to get in gear, and then they scored that touchdown coming out of the second half. But it was just a comedy of error. The interception. Tyler Loop kicking the ball out of bounds immediately following the Zay Flowers' first touchdown, where it was 17-13. The final drive, illegal formation by Ronnie Stanley on a 2nd-and-2, where Mark Andrews had the first down. Two plays later, Lamar Jackson, DeAndre Hopkins, not on the same page.
No, he thought he was going to float down and stood still.
Another signing that absolutely, just like Sammy Watkins, just like Odell Beckham, they can't get that right.
And then you have the Tyler Loop miss. on a 44-yard field goal. And Jason, you said it, that when this team loses, they lose in just crazy fashion, where you go back to 2020, Lamar pick six, the Huntley fumble in 22.
But did you think he was making that kick? Because every fiber in my being, I did not think he was making that kick.
I was uneasy.
I'm more of an optimist.
Yeah, that's a
kick. I didn't like taking a knee the play before with 15 seconds left in a timeout. Like, try to get a little more yards.
Or never putting the ball in your closer's hands with 50 seconds from midfield and three timeouts.
Yeah, I just.
And you got him on the field in a 2-minute drill, but you never use him?
Ultimately.
And he's never in a 2-minute drill?
Ultimately, it's this guy's, where we'll get more into it during TMI in the 5 o'clock hour, but this is such a massive problem the Ravens have going up against the Steelers. And we focus on the Chiefs, we focus on the Bills, we focus on the playoffs, but this is part of it. This is your arch rival, and these are always one score games. And since 2020, the Steelers are 8-1 straight up, not covering the spread, straight up as an underdog against the Ravens. And that's in large part because Steelers made plenty of mistakes too. Yeah. They overcame a ton of mistakes. But in those critical moments, the Ravens continue to come up small.
The Pittsburgh Steelers changed their spots. The Pittsburgh Steelers went from a stodgy. They went from a I'm talking organizationally. They went from a stodgy, scared of their own shadow, uber conservative, let's hoard comp picks, only draft and develop. They got urgent under Omar Khan. Like it or don't like it. And some of it worked and some of it didn't. They got urgent. I didn't like waiting for Aaron Rodgers. They were right to wait for Aaron Rodgers. We could talk quibble about Pickens or Metcalf. Well, and Metcalf gets suspended, but there was an urgency to them trying to get better in the here and now immediately. At the same time, there was zero urgency to the Ravens offseason, zero urgency to add a pass rusher. They never really did. Draymond Jones isn't a pass rusher. Zero urgency to Harbaugh, who set the season off saying, don't talk to me about Super. It wasn't. We don't get Lamar Jackson in his 20s very often. And we better sell out to make this the best season it can possibly be. No, it was. You guys don't know anything about that. There's no Super Bowl or bust. That's for you. That's for Johnny Sixpack, right? And then at the trade deadline, was there urgency? Howie Roseman's going out and getting Phillips, a difference maker. That's what to me, again, you can draw a line to how they conduct themselves throughout the offseason, to how they set the tone for the season. Then, was there urgency in Buffalo week one in the fourth quarter? No, it was the same old crap. And now we're talking about what turned out to be the final drive of this. Would you say there was urgency when you get Mitchell to take the ball to the 50 and you've got three timeouts? Did they look urgent to you? Or no, it's a jump ball on a 4th-and-7. They lack it institutionally because they've all been enabled and coddled and told how great they are. And the owner doesn't think he owes you an explanation. And they don't think they owe you any honesty or any transparency. They don't think they need to change anything. They better change a lot. They better get urgent because this guy's not in his 20s that much longer.
We have a massive show today going over this another gut-punching loss by the Ravens to end a season. Guest-wise, our usual Monday guest, Jonas Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, Baltimore Banner, covers the Ravens. He was in Pittsburgh. We'll get his thoughts at 4 o'clock. And our own Cordell Woodland, who's probably at locker room cleanup right now as the Ravens are cleaning up and season ends. Players clean out their lockers, and they meet with the media. That started at 2 today, so he's out there. We'll talk to him at 5.
We got
a lot.
3 hours and 45 Football. Minutes left to dissect what happened, to start prodding at this corpse and to figure out which doctors, surgeons, neurosurgeons they need. They might need a lobotomy.
Coming up next, the Lamar Jackson of it all. It didn't start pretty well. It wasn't pretty for a while, but the fourth quarter, wow. We talk about Lamar Jackson next here on The Fan.